The Alaska Supreme Court is now weighing whether to allow a voter referendum that would repeal Anchorage's controversial labor law. Attorneys on both sides of the issue made their cases before the justices yesterday. KSKA's Daisha Eaton reports.
About 24 people sat in the audience while attorneys for the municipality of Anchorage and labor supporters argued before 5 Supreme Court justices. Anchorage attorney Michael Gaddy argued for the city that the referendum shouldn't go ahead. He said the labor law is inherently administrative in character, not legislative, something the municipality has argued from the beginning and therefore shouldn't go before voters.
We believe this is a matter that is not subject to direct democracy and not subject to the referenda.
The referendum allows voters to decide whether the labor ordinance, also known as AO 37, should be reversed. The Assembly passed the law last March despite protests. The ordinance takes away municipal workers' right to strike and restricts collective bargaining rights. It would affect more than 2,000 city employees. Attorney Susan Orlansky, who represented labor supporters, argued the referendum should proceed.
What's really going on here is this ordinance in its entirety makes new law that fundamentally shifts the balance of power between labor and management in the Anchorage area, And that's what we're asking the public to vote on.
The overarching question, Orlansky says, is does Anchorage want management to have more power and labor less? Andy Holloman, who's president of the Anchorage Education Association and one of the people who brought the case to court, says it's a simple decision that voters are equipped to make.
What we're doing is reversing the Assembly's action on a given night. This puts it back like it was, and the city can come forward again with different aspects that they think matter. And hopefully they do it in the right way with real input from everybody in advance this time.
Anchorage Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler disagrees and says if the Supreme Court allows the referendum to go ahead and it passes, it could undermine the power of the city's legislative body and spur more litigation and referenda around labor issues.
You know, we already have a lot of give and take in our labor negotiations. We have arbitrations over what the contracts mean. We have grievances over what the contracts mean. We have 9 different unions to deal with. We have budgetary issues every year. So, yeah, I was always worried that this would open a floodgate.
A floodgate that would be hard to close, he says. The deputy clerk for the municipality requested the judges have a decision by early February so that she'd have time to prepare ballots for elections slated for April. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.